Dealing in scrap metals is a source of livelihood for many youth, especially those from the three regions of the north. It is considered a lifeline for those who throng cosmopolitan areas to look for non-existent jobs. At the initial stages, they dream of returning to their hometowns with enough money to continue schooling after engaging in the scrap business, but abandon their dream after making it. In contrast to its employment value, the scrap business comes with environmental challenges. Here is Anita Weskin with a special report on the scrap business and the risk it poses.
A conservative figure of scrap dealers in Accra is about 4,500. The nerve center of their business is Odona, which is the heart of the capital. Here, the common spectacle is people dismantling metals, beating them into shape and burning them. The attendant noise, smoke and stench are unbearable. The director of the Accra Metro Public Health Directorate, Samson Enim Boateng, spoke to Radio Ghana on the health hazards of the scrap business.
The first risk, they are not wearing any protective clothing. They don't have gloves, they don't have masks, they use their bare hands to handle the metals. You know, and some of these things are very, very, very dangerous, especially lead, you know, and the mercury and those things. They are very, very bad. They are very poisonous. And our people are handling these things with their bare hands, and it affects, you know, their health negatively.
Doc, when I visited their site, the place was surrounded with a normal scrap business, and I realized the debts around would really harm them. So what message do you have for the dealers?
They have to burn some of these items to get the lead out of it. They are creating a lot of smoke nuisance. If you go there, you see a lot of smoke around. This smoke is also affecting the lungs, the health of the people who are engaged in that business. And then they are also using their bare hands. So I can only advocate for a serious health education so that they will start using the protective material. So I think the people have to be educated so that they can appreciate the danger in which they are subjected themselves.
The link between environmental pollution and its adverse effect and the scrap business on human life prompted calls for its abolition. But the chairman of the Greater Accra Scrap Dealers Association, Abdullahi Rahman, disagrees.
When they ban the export, the work will not do it. The way can we have people more than 4,500 that we employ, and there is no anybody who is helping us here. And our work is helping the nation. We are cleaning the whole Accra environment, condemn cars and other things. We buy it, we bring it here, we cut it. Sometimes somebody will have his scars, I say baller. So we go and clean it, we bring it here. The work is a serious work. It's a hard work. And sometimes to reach a place, you have to manage yourself, collect your scraps, and you will not get any. When you want to show that you are somebody you want to do that is you alone. Something iron is heavy with. Instead of to find people more than 3 or 10 to help you to take it, and you want to take about 2 or 3 to go and take it, by all means, you will get the effective inside. That's why they say it's a risky job.
All the scrap I'm seeing, is it your boys that go around to pick them or what?
Those who pick, they are truck pushers. They go around, buy it and push the truck, bring it here and sell it to their masters. By the truck pushers, all those who are inside the town. Some of them go to Kaswa, Ashama and other things. We push the truck material and other places and come back here.
The scrap dealers also justify their involvement in the hazardous and backbreaking business.
One government told us to look this our job to help us so that this our business will not stop. But we don't want to do something which is not good.
The scrap system, it was going well for us. And we also benefit from the scraps.
The scrap is good. Government will help us. And so the business can move more. When I get the money, I send it to Nigeria. It will help my pool. I send it to my sister. Or if I can come in or meet someone, I send it to her.
A biological scientist, Sophia Uchi, reinforced the point that frequent dumping of obsolete electronic gadgets, e-waste for short, is a source of environmental pollution.
At the end of the day, we have to dispose of these gadgets properly. We should have the technology to recycle them, and we need to have the technology to make sure that we split them into various parts and reuse some of the parts. The chemicals that these things contain poses a health hazard, and that's one reason why we shouldn't cohabit with them. In the third world, because of lack of knowledge, and the Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. Outside in the Western world, as soon as they find that these things have been used for a long time and no longer needed. You will never find electronic waste piled up anywhere in Europe and many Asia or many other parts of the world. They are disposal. They are reused. The parts are reused or recycled. At the end of the day, we have to dispose of these gadgets properly.
As I walked through Nima, Choko, Alaju and their environs, I saw how the issue of waste management has been compounded. The public relations officer of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Numo Blafu, says measures have been put in place to curb the activities of scrap dealers.
It seems like now what they are doing is that they are middlemen, so that those who go into the communities go and collect the scrap. You see people at a particular point waiting for them to collect or buy the scrap from them, and then they in turn maybe sell it to the big dealers or whatever. So before you realize, a place comes so dirty with oil and then other materials, alien materials which are not supposed to be there. Now look at our water bodies, especially the Kole Lagoon and then the door. You see what is happening even along the drains and in the drain itself, where dumping all these materials that are not of use to them. Now you go to the old Fadama area, you see this perpetual smoke which is emanating from the e-waste that is being burnt there. And they are all health hazards to, people living within the community. We are looking at their activities and the way they go about it, which they don't, as if they don't care. They only care for the money that they are getting, but they don't care about whatever happens to the environment.
Apart from environmental concerns, residents view scrap scavengers with suspicion. They contend that, under the pretext of looking for scraps in their neighborhoods, they survey areas where they can engage in nefarious activities like robbing people. DSP Sivas Atha is the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service.
The police have put in place general security measures to provide security and protection for life and property at all places, at all times. This means that police are patrolling our communities day and night, and therefore any act of criminality that they will spot, they will deal with it. If anybody, any scrap dealer has any intention of entering somebody's house and pilfering something and picking something, we are warning that person, because when they are caught by anything, any police team, they'll be dealt with accordingly. But this notwithstanding, individual members of the public are also enjoined to put in place some personal security measures to provide security and protection for their own property. We have our eyes at all places, watching, looking, sniffing, listening, to ensure that we curb any act of criminality.
From a cursory glance, Accra looks beautiful, especially at night. The Odo River, on whose banks the scrap business is brisk, can be transformed into a useful water body, pleasant enough to become a tourist attraction. But this project remains a distant dream as long as it serves as a dumping site for scrap metals, e-waste, and a source of environmental pollution.
That was a special report on scrap metals, and it was compiled by Anita Westkin.